All right, and good evening to our friends on the East Coast, and good afternoon to our friends on the West. And welcome to The Buzz, your global radio network. We circle the globe 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with some of the finest in broadcasting anywhere around the world. And speaking of which, a fine broadcast, we've got a brand new podcast for you. That is Soul to Soul. Let's talk with the songbird, Lady Jinda, right after this.
Introducing the Soul to Soul Sit-Down with the Lady Songbird Jinda. Join the Lady Songbird for uplifting discussions about her personal experiences in the music industry. She will be chatting with fellow artists, sharing inspirational stories, and exploring practical resources to help navigate creative journeys. Coming soon, 30 Minute Thursdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Facebook Live.
And now, let's talk soul to soul with the Lady Songbird Jinda.
Well, hello. Hello, William. Thank you so much for this opportunity. This right here has been a baby to me for a very long time. I want to set up a platform for people like myself that has questions about different things during this musical journey. It's really, really crazy. It talks about the ins and outs, the ups and downs, the highs and lows of the industry. And my first guest today is Lady E. I'm waiting for her to chime in. Do you see her back there, William?
Not yet.
You don't see her back there yet?
I'll let her in. Go ahead. No, I'll let her in as soon as I see her.
Okay. Well, to make a long story short, this segment is mainly a soul-to-soul sit-down segment, just mainly getting all of my fellow artists in just to have a brief discussion about the highs and lows of upcoming ventures, whether it be movies, whether it be music, collaborations, all of those things. So mainly that's what my platform stands for. It's an honor and it's an opportunity for me to be a part of this huge podcast. And I'm just super, super excited about what's to come. And when I chose to do this, I have 3 months of artists that are willing to share their stories to inspire and uplift other fellow artists. So I'm super, super excited about this. Looks like Mary's trying to come on in. My first guest is definitely a sister of mine, and a musical sister of mine. And we've graced the stage plenty of times together. So it looks like she's having a little technical difficulties, but what we're going to do, we're going to go to a quick song, and William, will you play a song really quick while she gets it together, and we'll just be right back.
All right. Why do we do this? All right. I've got one for you.
Oh, looks like she popped out again, and there's bad signal going on around here.
Oh, yeah. She's having some Wi-Fi issues.
Yeah, I hate that. I really do.
Yeah.
I really hate that.
Yeah, we'll continue. I'll let her in as soon as she gets here.
Okay.
Okay. So, conversation now. I'm excited about your new podcast, Soul to Soul. Let's talk with the Lady Songbird Jinda. And you know, you're going to have people from all over the country that's going to have, internet issues, but let's see. We might have something going now. There she is.
Hey, sis.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Hey, you're back.
I can't hear you. This is not working. I don't know what's wrong. I'm not able to hear you.
Can you hear me?
Mic is on.
The mic is on. Put me on speaker.
I'm not able to hear you.
I can hear both of you.
It says you're in the show. Everyone can see and hear me, but I can't hear you guys. I don't know what to do here.
Okay.
Recording screens.
Now, Lady E.
I tried to get on my laptop, on my computer, and I don't know if it's the connection or what's going on.
Yes. Now.
Well, I can hear you fine.
You can hear me? You guys can hear me? You guys can hear me fine. Okay, but I can't hear you guys. I don't know what to do here.
Can you do it on your phone? Try it on your phone.
is my phone.
Okay. Who's
your phone?
Yeah, there's something blocking her connection. I don't understand because I can hear both of you loud and clear.
The volume. My volume wasn't up correctly.
Okay.
Can you hear it?
Woo! I can hear you guys now. I'm so happy.
Yay. Oh, man. I was like, no, no.
Okay. I'm like, wait a minute. This is supposed to work.
This is my sister right here.
You.
Let's just say, you know, I'm so happy that you came.
Yes.
The first person that came to my mind when I wanted to do my podcast, you know, I had to reach out to my sister.
Oh,
thank you.
Thank you.
You know, I remember, let's introduce you first. This is national recording artist Lady E. She sings all genres of music, but she does have an inspirational song out. Could you just tell everybody about yourself?
I'm Mary Evans. I reside here in Lubbock, Texas. Again, I do have a single. I'm a gospel, contemporary gospel artist. I do gospel and R&B. I was able last year, well, a couple of years, it'll be 3 years, March 11th, that I released my single, Blessed Beyond Measures. It is on all social medias. And that song was inspired when I lost my dad back in December. And God gave me that song, and he let me know I'm blessed beyond measures. No matter what you go through, even with a loss of a loved one, you can still make it. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you, when I first met you, it was just a divine connection in Lubbock. I had a show in Lubbock, and I remember sending you down, and I needed background singers.
Yes.
And you never know when you meet someone, you give them the music, you just don't know how it's going. You just roll with it when you get there, right? So here we are in sound check. And don't you, when I tell you she opened her mouth, her and another young lady, their harmony, and they had all my original. She knows my music to a T, background, everything. That show was impeccable.
Yeah.
And ever since that connection, me and Mary have been the best of friends. I don't even say friends, we family, sisters.
Yes.
And all along this journey, I love her because she keeps it real.
Yeah.
I see so much fakeness in this industry,
yeah,
but she keeps it real. I have a couple of questions I do want to ask you though.
Yes,
sir. I might know the answer. I'm gonna let you tell the world your answers. What inspired you to pursue a career in music?
Well, I've been singing since I was 5 years old. I started singing my sister, Margaret Fox, back in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where I'm originally from. Had me in the choir, and as you say, I opened my mouth, and they was like, oh, she's finna sing. She's gonna lead something. And I'm like, oh, 5 years old, who would thought, you know, that I would lead? But my first song was Soon and Very Soon by Andre Crouch, you know. And from there, you know, I started singing. And from, I mean, just loving the Lord and being in church. My sister had me in church. You know, my mom wasn't a church person, but my sister, Margaret Fox, had me in church. And I was in a choir, a praise team, and from there, I decided, hey, this is what I want to do. But along the way, I had children, so my singing career kind of got on a pause. But God knew, and he knew his timing, and I did everything I did as a mother, raised my children, went to school a little bit, worked. I've been at my job at UPS for 19 years, and so a lot of stuff just was put on the back burner. But God bless. Like I said, I met my agenda. Come on, girl, yeah. Sing. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
God's getting pushed out there. Getting pushed out there. And I have to say kudos and thank you so much for that opportunity, because you lit a fire under me to say, hey, you can do it. No matter what it is.
And we need that encouragement from one another.
Yes.
We all fall, and we all need that pick up sometimes.
Yes, yes.
So sometimes you need to step into some unfamiliar territories, like stepping out on like faith. It scares you because you're so used to doing things on your own. But when you follow your calling, it just falls in place.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
So, who are some of the artists that have influenced you?
Like, oh my God. Well, I always say Marvin Sapp, because the song I minister is called Never Would Have Made It by him. And that song has carried me through years. But I have so many artists that I follow. And I mean, you, Jenda, of course. But again, Yolanda Adams. I do a lot of Lettucey. I go on. Mary J. Blige is my girl. You know, I listened to her all in the 80s, 90s. You know, that was, you know, Mary J. Blige is one that I love, love, love. But yeah.
You know one person you'd be singing. What's that song you're saying?
Who that I sing by her? My Lettucey. Complicated. Oh, Complicated.
There's another one that I don't think it's by Lettucey, but it's the one that you do all the time. From Lila James.
You're the one?
That one?
You're the one. Complicated.
Girl. Right now. I already know.
Right? I'm like, oh God, what did I do?
That's it.
Don't make it complicated, baby. Complicated. That's complicated. That's complicated.
That's it.
I was gonna say, that's probably complicated. All right. I was like, ooh.
Yes, rest in peace. Yeah, I know you can sing Samantha Stone too.
Yes. Oh, so, yeah, that one song, My Sunshine. I've been crying and listening and crying and listening. And that's one that I will probably cover because, I mean, I love that song.
Yes,
that's a beautiful song. Yes.
I'm such a lyricist when it comes to words in the song. That means so much.
Yes.
Now, do you have a specific genre that you like to sing more than another?
No. I don't. I am so in the mix. I am not I love them both. I love gospel because I was born and raised in gospel. And I'm now tiptoeing into the R&B. And I like that too because I found myself being able to minister that as well. So both, I mean, I say I'm a contemporary R&B artist. I'm contemporary music. I mean, whether it's R&B or whether it's gospel, it doesn't matter. As long as I minister from my heart. And that's one thing I do. Whatever I do it for God. It doesn't matter if I'm singing, drop it low, hit it high. I'm ministering for God because he gave me this voice. And that's without him, I wouldn't be able to sing a note. So whatever I sing, I minister it. I give him all the glory in it.
Mm-hmm. So who is your support system?
Who? My husband. This junk. He is my backbone, ride or die. My children, you know, they're grown. My son is in Houston. My daughter's in Fort Worth. So it's like, all I got is my husband and God. You know what? You know, my support system right now is like, my husband's like pushing me to, this is your dream. You waited. Your children are grown. You got grandchildren. It's now time for you to do what you want to do. You don't have anything stopping you but your job. But other than that, God will work that out too. So I don't worry about that. So, and now I'm grateful for Timothy Allen Evans. I am so grateful for him. Yes.
Now, I've done plenty of shows with you. Yes. So can you tell me, how do you approach a performance? What do you do before to get yourself ready for a performance?
Pray. Yes. Pray. I'm praying. Everybody be looking at me like, girl, yes. God. In your name, Jesus, Lord, let me minister this song the way it's supposed to be ministered. Let somebody get touched. And if they like it, Lord, just let me minister it right. You know, I'm always prayer. When I get ready to perform, I'm giving my all praying.
And, you know, we do the same thing. Of course, you know that, you know, me and my husband praying on the way to the show, at the show, you know, that's what we do. But you know, yes. I don't get butterflies before I hit that stage. It's not going to be a good show.
It's not going to be a good show. And everybody tells us, you're still getting nervous. Yes, ma'am. Oh, yeah. Yes, ma'am, I do. 56 still getting nervous before I sing, before I perform. They're like, you should be used to this now. No, because you get used to it, you're too comfortable. And you don't want to get too comfortable. So,
that's right. So, who would you like to work with in the near future? It could be a national recording artist, independent artist, whoever. Who would you like to work with?
It's I would love to meet Marvin Sapp. Okay. I would love to meet him, Jinda. Because he don't know. I mean, his ministry is the bomb. I mean, I love him. I thank God for him. I kind of watch him on Facebook and through TikTok and Instagram. But Marvin Sapp, I love you, man.
You shout out to Marvin Sapp. Come on through.
I like it.
She's trying to work with you now. She's trying to work with
you. I just want to sing it with you one time.
Somebody type in Marvin C, please. All right. So what can I look for from Lady E? What new projects are you working on right now?
Well, right now I'm getting ready to go back into the studio. I'm so excited about this project. I'm getting ready to do a single called Get Up. It's inspirational, it's uplifting, it's upbeat, because I think it's this time, you know, with everything that's going on, Jinda, in the world, I mean, it's time for us to get up and let our worries go. Let them go and just get up and do what God tell you to do. I mean, just if whatever is on your heart to do it, but make sure you have him first, though. But that's what's coming up. Get Up, my new single, is coming out. I'll be in the studio.
All right.
Yeah.
So I'm going to put you on the spot.
Oh, there she go.
not gonna be singing. I'm not gonna do like that. I hate to do that. You know, I'm like, please tell me, get me ready. Unless you want to sing now, I'm not gonna stop. But when you think of the Lady Songbird, what song comes to mind? What's your favorite song?
Afraid. I want her to finish that song. Please.
It is a short song, ain't it?
It's so short, but it got so much meaning. I just want her to finish that. Can Afraid please get done?
Okay. This segment of my show right now is called One Word, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to name some people, and in one word, sum up your thoughts on them, okay?
Okay.
All right?
All right.
President Trump. Aretha Franklin.
Yes. R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Yes. All right. Whitney Houston.
And I will always love you. I ain't gonna sing it.
Letticy.
Who?
Letticy.
Letticy. Oh man! Oh man! Ooh.
What do you think?
My first song I did for her. All right, all right,
all right,
all right, all right, all right.
Michael Jackson.
Beat it! Beat it!
Lady E.
I'm beyond blessed.
Amen. I love it. So do you have any words of wisdom to give to upcoming artists that are pretty much ready to give up, or they feel like no one hears them? Do you have anything to tell them?
Don't stop. Just don't stop.
You know, I
am a crybaby. I was one that did, you know, that thought it was over. I'm that one. So I tell everyone, it's never too late. What God has for you, it really is for you. Because who would have thought? I'm 56 years old. I never thought I would be putting out a single. They say a one hitter quitter. No. Never that.
You got more
and more. It's gonna come. That's don't let nobody give you that title. Don't let nobody tell you you're too old. because you're never too old. I watched a 66-year-old woman get her bachelor's degree in nursing. 66 years old. So it's never too late. So that is my encouragement. Keep going and always keep God first.
That's right. So what do you see yourself? What do you see yourself doing in the future for Lady E? What's in store for us?
I want to do a whole album. I want to do a whole album with Lady E. I want Blessed Beyond Measure. Yes, ma'am.
Producers out there, I want y'all to listen. This is an amazing artist right here. She wants to do a full album. A full album.
Yes.
So y'all need to hit her up. Give her some music.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, me and Howard, we'll help her write. Come on.
Yeah. All right. Thank y'all. Yes. Yes.
Let's do
that
it.
That is my goal.
Go ahead.
Yes.
So album, you want to do albums? Do you want to do the film?
I would love to act. I would love to act. Tyler Perry, you want some help? You need some help? Directors. I'll sing a little something, something in the theme song or something for you too, like Angie Stone did. I never knew she was on that Girlfriends, but you see, God, look at that.
And you never know. See, the
and
thing
never
about
knew that. I learned that when she passed away, just reading her biography, that she was the one was behind that voice of Girlfriends. Yeah. I was like, oh my goodness, wow.
So when you listen to it, you're like, dang, why did I know that?
Why does I notice her voice in that? And much as I hear her voice, I'm like, come on now, that is her. I'm like, wow, that is a blessing.
There is a true statement to being secret in a lot of things that you do, but they come to light at the end
of
the things that you do. You don't have to boast and brag about what you've done.
No.
It's gonna come. It's gonna show. It's gonna come.
It'll show. Yes. Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. So, what legacy do you want to leave behind?
Mm. Ooh, my husband loves to cook, so I want my grandbabies to be able to be in there in that restaurant. Not your mama's. I'm putting them out there on the map. We're trying to leave something for our grandchildren. And my husband is an awesome chef, and that is something we're working on to do, to leave behind something for our grandchildren to take on. You know, home cooking, that's not your mama's, but, you know, to be able to do that, and I want to be able to do that for my grandbabies. We do. We want to leave something.
Timothy, Mr. Evans, we went to their house, and I'm a cook. When I say that brother can throw down, he can throw down. So take it from me and Lady E. Yes. It's making, we're speaking it into existence.
Yes, so not your mama's is coming to the map. They're gonna be on the map soon. Yes.
Okay, so how, if someone wanted to book Lady E, how can we book you?
Honey, I'm on all social medias. I have my email, missevans2009@gmail.com. Lady E Solo Artist at gmail.com. So you guys need me. Phone number and everything is listed. I will be posting my poster of booking. So all the information will be on there as well on all my social media pages. I'm on there. TikTok, Instagram. I'm on there. You can find Lady E, National Coordinator. Go to YouTube. Look at my video, Blessed Beyond Measures. That's one. I'm so excited about it. Coming up 3 years, March 11th, that it has been released. So I'm grateful. I'm out there.
Amen.
Yes.
So what's, do you have an upcoming show that you want to tell us about? Any events?
I don't have anything. So if anybody want to book me, I'm free. I'm free. I am on, I'm free.
Free? That's what I'm talking about. And if you can't get to her, you can go to me and I can get to her. Right. So you definitely be there. Come on.
Yes. I don't have anything. I am available.
So I just want to tell you, thank you so much
for joining
me on my first kickoff show.
Yes.
Let's talk with the Lady Songbird. And I want to thank you so much for just being here and being my sister in music and always being there for us. And I appreciate you can come on the show and the platform anytime you want to.
Thank you, love. Thank you for having me.
Yes, there is so much more in store.
Yeah.
I thank you so much.
Thank you, love.
And, and the world needs to know you. And in every step, every platform is always good. When you are an artist coming out, you want to try to get your face out there and stay relevant. Yeah. And you are definitely doing that. And
thank you.
I love you. Okay.
I love you too, sis. Thank you.
William, thank you so much for allowing this platform for us artists. I can't thank you enough, William. You're so wonderful. Thank you for your support. Thank you,
I just put in the comment section, great show. It could go longer. I mean, it's just fantastic. Thank you so much. Ladies, thoroughly enjoyed it. Looking forward to next Thursday. Wow.
Yes.
You could have gone an hour and a half. I mean, you could.
Yeah. But next Thursday, we have Big Steve next Thursday. It's going to be the same time. 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 2 o'clock Central Standard Time. Come join. Come get a snack. It's 30-minute sit-down Thursday. And I always want to say this in parting with everybody. Listen to me. It's okay to support another artist.
Yes.
I promise you, it will not dim your shine.
All right. Bye-bye.
Excellent stuff. Hey, and check it out. Next Thursday, 2 p.m. Central Time, 3 p.m. on the East. Enjoyed it. The latest Songbird Gender, Soul to Soul.
Bye.
Bye.